And welcome into Weather and Ag in Focus. Thanks for joining us today. It's going to be a busy afternoon. Here we are on Thanksgiving Eve getting ready for our weather special. Some of you are probably prepping the turkey, drying out bread for stuffing, and so much more.
Now, did you do the homemade stuffing or did you do the box stuffing?
Homemade? No, we've always made homemade, whether when I was growing up or even now.
I know this is a stupid question, but I'll ask it anyway. Can most people tell the difference?
Maybe. I think there are those who can tell the difference. But I love the stuffing. That's my favorite part.
Hey, kill the music.
And so because it's my favorite part, I could care less if it's boxed or homemade. I'll just eat it. And then we're good.
Right. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I'll just eat it.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with that.
Hey, it's a cold day out there today. Cold Thanksgiving.
But there's no wind.
Underway.
Yesterday not was yet. Worse, I think.
Not
what
yet.
Do you mean yet?
Well, there is,
I got to drive later, Dean.
I know. There's wind coming, though. We've got temperatures currently in the teens across the area. We'll make it up to about 20 today with northwest winds on the light side. For tonight, mainly cloudy down into the teens. And tomorrow, we'll start off in the teens, but then see temps slowly falling as we head into the afternoon. Now, tomorrow's going to be windy, Bridget. Northwest winds 10 to 25 and gusty. So there will be some blowing snow in the open areas tomorrow with falling temperatures throughout the day. And then breezy and chilly for Friday and Saturday. Highs both days only around 10 above with a northwest wind 10 to 20, producing wind chills well below zero. And then Sunday, lighter winds, temperatures in the teens. And then we'll slowly warm up next week into the 20s and a chance for snow. In fact, increasing chances for snow from Tuesday onward as we have a parade. And I'm talking a marching parade of clipper systems coming out of Canada. Now, typically those don't bring a lot of snow, but you get two to three or four of them that drop a couple inches each time. That snow adds up. So I think by the following weekend, we'll probably have additional snow cover on the ground with those clipper systems coming our way.
So essentially, no matter what, it's winter. It's not going away.
It is, yeah. And don't forget, coming up at 2 o'clock on the Jay Thomas Show, we will have our winter weather outlook. We'll have Gary on with us to talk about the LRC. If you're not familiar with what the LRC is, we'll kind of go into detail on how we forecast using the LRC. We're one of only a very handful of few meteorologists throughout the country that use the LRC to forecast. And I'll tell you what, Gary's got stats to back it up. It's over 70% accurate 7 months out. That's incredible. I mean, our models that we use right now aren't even that accurate going out 2 weeks. So to have this available that goes out 7 months in advance, it's been a huge addition to our ag community, Bridget. You can testify to that. And we urge you to join us today at 2 o'clock. It should be an interesting show.
Well, there's plenty of folks that subscribe because they want to know the details of the wind and how it's going to happen, especially when I think about, you know, there's certain times of the year you want to be hauling grain. Is it, if there's a massive snow event or a precipitation event, might not be the time you want to be doing that. I mean, right. If roads are going to be icy, that kind of thing. So folks are just going to want to take it a little easier.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Now, if you want to take it easy tomorrow, maybe you don't want to have to do that cooking. Well, a couple of things you should know. There is a free community Thanksgiving meal at the Fargo Adventist Church, and that's the one on 36th Street South. The meal begins at 2 o'clock, and you are more than welcome to stop by there. Or if you'd like to go and you're near Glendon, you can be going to a potluck-style dinner. Make sure you bring a side that feeds seven or more people, and that will be happening at the Glendon Community Center. Again, both those things are happening tomorrow. So if you don't want to do all the cooking, you can share in those with others.
That's awesome.
Yeah, some folks might really find that the better outlet for their day. Either
that don't want to do the cooking, or maybe they don't have family up here around the area, and they're you know, maybe by themselves, or maybe it's just a couple of people.
Yeah.
You know, let's do a Friendsgiving and just head over there.
And take a whole group of people with you sometimes, right?
Right.
Because maybe you have a group that everybody's kind of scattered around and want to have a little bit to do. So
awesome.
Why not?
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys get a big get-together for your Thanksgiving?
Every year is different.
Yeah.
This year, maybe not as big, but I remember as a kid going to my aunt's in Bismarck, and you'd have, it felt like there were roughly 40 people in that house, and there probably were close. And now when I go and I look around that house, I'm thinking, where did she put all of us? Because it had to be pretty full.
See, we used to do that for Christmas. Thanksgiving, we just kept with our family. That was it. But over Christmas, all the cousins got together. Same thing. We'd pack 30-plus people in a house, and you wonder, where in the world did you fit everybody? That was fun.
those are just, you just look around and you think, I don't know how everybody fit in here. And where do we put, I'm sure that turkey was the size of, you know, King Kong. It had to be at least a 40 pounder. How did that fit in the oven? But yeah, we did it every year. Right. And as many have commented, the weather we have right now gives us great outdoor cooling facilities. You can set your drinks outside to stay cool.
Right.
Side dishes, pies, all of that.
See, that's a good point.
Yeah, just to make sure they're like in the enclosed porch or up high so the dog doesn't get in. There's been many stories about that.
Oh, man. So we don't have a guest on today, but get your fingers ready to dial. Not just yet, but we're going to play trivia after the bottom of the hour for a Fargo Billiards gift card. We got a gift card for Fargo Billiards, so we're going to ask a couple of our listeners to play against us. So you're going to have to beat us, and if you do, the winner gets. Now, do we get that? What if we win?
Like, we weren't going anyway. Are you kidding?
Okay.
Actually, Friday night in our local pub, there was trivia. And I will say that the family, there was a table of four of us. We had a pretty decent showing. We did pretty well. There was Thanksgiving. There was presidential trivia. And I don't remember what the other one was.
Now, was it trivia with multiple choice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, that's the best choices. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Just matters how fast you can read and hit the button to answer.
That's a way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So
you want to hit a couple of ag topics here before we
definitely do.
Before we go to break?
I definitely do. And so as you think about some things that are going on right now, one of them is over in Kindred, CHS, which is a leading farmer-owned cooperative, they have planned to do a significant expansion upgrade to its grain terminal, and they're looking to invest in their facility. So when upon completion, that facility is going to have an overall capacity of 5.2 million bushels, and that's going to increase their size and their space. Also, they're going to do this by replacing some existing steel bins with concrete openings so that they can hold 890,000 bushels. The facility's got rail lines, which is extremely helpful in today's day and age when you got to be able to move grain, not just by truck, but by rail. They also provide energy, grain, and agronomy. So it's a pretty productive area, but the fact that they're going to be able to increase their bushels significantly is going to be very helpful to the region. And we'll see when that construction starts and finishes. Most projects start a little late and end a lot of late. So I don't know that they will be ready by next harvest, but they can only hope. Because right now that extra facility space is going to be excellent. I know they're hoping to be done in 2026, hopefully by the harvest of 2026.
Gotcha. And what's this with McDonald's and Syngenta's plan for better hamburgers or better beef?
What McDonald's wants to do is they're announcing a new effort to reduce climate impact on hamburger, basically. So they're working with a collaboration with a meat supplier called Lopez Foods. And then Syngenta is an ag chem giant. They are actually based out of China. They are seed and ag chem. And what McDonald's and Lopez is going to do is they're going to use Syngenta's Enogen corn as an animal feed. Okay, so Enogen corn is used for both grain and silage. It's got a robust alpha amylase enzyme that converts starch to usable sugars. Hmm. So it's going to be it's a really efficient use of corn. What they then want to do is take that corn, feed that to beef,
okay,
and then this will be McDonald's beef that comes in directly through Lopez so that it can be used in McDonald's hamburger. Ranchers that work with Lopez will receive additional incentives for using this corn in their feed ration because this corn, again, they're trying to reduce the greenhouse gas footprint. They're trying to increase efficiency, and their hope is that by doing that, they could reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 196 tons per year.
Wow.
So that's now, one collaboration.
What will this do to the taste? Is this supposed to improve the nothing?
Nothing. No. They're still eating corn. Won't change anything in the taste. You won't notice it.
How about price?
With any luck, you wouldn't notice that either.
Okay.
Although I found it interesting that I went through the McDonald's drive-thru for iced tea because I love iced tea. And I got one yesterday. And I realized over the last 14 months, it went from being $1.08 with tax to $1.59, and we're at $1.98. So,
whoa,
yeah, that's That's on my iced tea.
Well, that's those tea leaves that are so expensive now.
Apparently so. Oh, I guess I'll have to get better at brewing my own.
Oh, man, I guess so.
Hard to do with the garden being done.
Now, see, you get free refills with that if you're in store, though.
Right, like I'm in town.
I know, right?
I mean, come on. I just needed it to get me home. So.
All right. Well, we're coming up on break. We'll talk to our sponsors for a little bit. When we come back, we'll touch on a few more ag topics. And then again, at the bottom, or right after the bottom of the hour, we will be playing Thanksgiving trivia for a gift card to Fargo Billiards. So we'll ask for a couple of our listeners to call in. Not yet. It'll be right at the bottom of the hour. And let's see if we can get a winner for that'd be a nice little Thanksgiving bonus. Get a little gift card for Fargo Billiards. So a little bit from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Weather and Ag in Focus. Thanks for joining us. And if you are out stocking up for the holidays, which I hope you might be, do not forget to swing by your favorite package place and pick up some North Dakota Sweet crude, because that's something so festive to have on the table when you have family over.
And some, it's local.
Well, it's very local. Some of you may think, I just need it for me, which do what you have to do. But for heaven's sakes, you guys, we don't have to drink everything away. So if you are looking for picking up or looking for the opportunity to pick up sweet crude, it's available in so many places. Same with the sweet crude orange. Gives you that splash of orange with the cinnamon and sweet crude flavor. If you are looking for drink ideas, you can make a white German. That's a shot of North Dakota sweet crude, a shot of Kahlua, and some heavy cream, because it's always better with cream. Or the orange mule. Sweet crude, ginger beer, orange wedge on ice.
Ooh.
And if you are looking for recipes, you can find them at crudespirits.com. So go check them out.
I heard orange beer and orange slice, so you're getting a little vitamin C with that too.
Yeah, absolutely. No one will have rickets now.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to avoid.
Good point.
So also put it on your calendar for the new inauguration for, the inauguration for our new governor-elect, Kelly Armstrong. It's going to be held on January 18th. Kelly comes from a background with American Legion Baseball as a coach, and he wants to really pay homage to our favorite pastime as America. So it'll be a night of hors d'oeuvres, distinguished company, and a nod to the game. So in live music will be happening, and again, this will be on January 18th. But my favorite part of this is the two charities that are going to benefit from this night. One will be the Great Plains Food Bank, so people can bring a non-perishable food item. They can also bring cash donations, which could either go to the food bank or the North Dakota FFA Foundation. Those
awesome.
Both will be supported. So again, mark your calendars if you want to go out to Bismarck, be a part of that inaugural ball January 18th. A lot to look forward to.
Sounds like a good time.
New year.
Yeah, no doubt.
There'll be a lot going on. So now additionally, we think about Thanksgiving and some of the fun facts that go along with it. Well, there's quite a few. So first of all, I don't know if everybody realizes this, but there's a name for the day after Thanksgiving, and it's not Black Friday. In fact, plumbers and septic tank systems think of this as a little different date. They call it their busiest day. It's Brown Friday.
Do we want to go there?
I'm just giving you a little trivia question.
Edison said he's turning your mic off now.
He can. But it would make sense because Americans eat 704 million pounds of turkey every Thanksgiving. So around 44 million turkeys were served at Thanksgiving in the United States and just back in 2017. That's compared to 22 million pounds at Christmas and 19 million at Easter. Oh, come on. Get a ham, folks, please. Let's support all the proteins. Average weight of a turkey is about 16 pounds. So again, that means we are gobbling up 704 million pounds of turkey at Thanksgiving across the country.
So you're saying some septic systems might get backed up on that Friday.
Hey, if you're used to only having two people in your house and 15 come over, things are going to be different for you.
Do we have any plumbers that can call and
please don't
verify this?
I don't know that I want them to say everything. Yes.
It's called Brown Friday. Interesting.
Yep. And that actually was a trivia question last week. Friday night when we were playing trivia locally in our little pub.
Are you serious?
Yep. So, and because
you're like, I gotta write this down.
Oh, I didn't have to write it down because I'd had the news stories about it in the already talking about how many millions of pounds of turkey we eat. I already knew. I was the first one to answer that.
That's interesting. Addison, did you learn something new today?
Addison doesn't even want to talk.
Nothing I wanted to learn.
He wants to step away.
For Thanksgiving, you can bring this up in front of the family.
Of my stepdad, who is a plumber. He could verify
for
me.
Throw this out as trivia. See if anybody knows this.
Yeah, James, if you're in the area and you're listening, feel free to not call in.
Yeah. Oh, the things you learn on Weather and Ag, I'm telling
That's
you.
That's what we're here to talk about. So also, North Dakota State University, they're moving into some work with hard white wheat. So we know that growing hard red spring wheat in this area is pretty common. But there's hard white wheat, the kind that bakes into, let's say, Sara Lee type whole white wheat breads. And that's looking to become a part of NDSU's programs. The wheat breeder up there, Andrew Green, introduced ND Nighthawk, which is a hard white spring wheat, during some field days this summer out in Hettinger. So NDSU is in negotiations with Ardent Mills, to license that ND Nighthawk for contract specific industry, or excuse me, identity preservation, so that we can produce a white wheat in this area. Most commonly, we produce hard red spring wheat or Durham's. Durham's most available for pastas, but now we're looking at something just a little bit different. Also, North Dakota Stampede was another name of a hard white wheat. So if you're thinking about raising wheat next year, you're looking for new ideas, something new where you can get a better contract, maybe this is an area to think about.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
People are like, oh my God, what is wrong with her? What is wrong with her is we have a weather special today, so some of us have to get through this.
Yeah.
I apologize for my voice.
Yeah, Bridget's got a little bit of a cold, a little bit of a cough, so hey, I'm surprised you made it in. Thank you.
Tuesday I was feeling really good, and apparently I said too much, because Tuesday night I went, oh, I don't feel so good.
Well,
but here we are.
We'll try and carry the 2 o'clock hour.
If it helps, I'm heavily medicated and have a lot of cough drops on hand. So whatever I say cannot be held against me later.
What's in that thermos?
Anything I need. This is kind of like that t-shirt that says, I apologize for all the things I said when we were working cattle, but I meant them. And that's probably what today's going to be like for me.
Got some Fireball in the office. That'll clear out the...
Yeah, we're good.
The throat. Okay.
We're good. I don't even like that stuff at tailgating. So realistically, that's why I would want North Dakota Sweet Crude, because it's better.
And it's local.
That's right.
Both.
Keep that in mind.
That's right.
So lots more of things that we want to get to today. I mean, I know there's always going to be tons of headlines. Certainly just some unknown Thanksgiving facts. You know, Canada, they have a Thanksgiving Day too. When is it, Dean?
It's after our Thanksgiving.
Nope, it's in October.
Oh, it is in October.
It is in October, yes. So congratulations to Canada. They're already done. They have theirs on much nicer days in October. So they probably play, you know, outdoor football on the front lawn where we don't.
Interesting. Well, now, why do they celebrate it early?
Because they're further ahead of us and smart. No, I'm kidding.
Is that when they were discovered?
They were. It was the first to be nationally declared and was held in 1872 to celebrate the medical recovery of the Prince of Wales at the time. The prince had been suffering from a fever that had filled the minds of all loyal subjects with deep anxiety. So that was their Thanksgiving. They were thankful that the prince was healthy again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of good fun trivia things about the holidays coming up. The woman who got Thanksgiving reinstated as a national holiday also wrote Mary Had a Little Lamb. That was Sarah Hale. She's known as the mother of Thanksgiving.
No way.
Yes. Feel free to sing that later on the break.
I'm already singing it in my head.
I bet you are. It was 1863, and she persuaded then-President Abraham Lincoln to reinstate the holiday nationwide. Huh. This morning, I saw a radio show out of, I think they were actually on the East Coast. They took the Garth Brooks song and the Thunder Rolls, and they changed it to Thanksgiving Rolls. And it made fun of how, like, you know, the butter rolls down the sides and how people were sneaking them out of the oven. It was so much fun to listen to. We aren't quite that ingenious to start creating new songs right off the top of our heads, but those guys, they were really good at it. Very nice.
Interesting.
Very, very impressed.
The first time I saw Spark, I thought it was a...
Okay, I don't want the whole...
What are you trying to get
well,
to?
Well, I was Mary Had a Little Lamb. I pulled it up here on YouTube.
Not even close. You're better to sing it. That one. There you go.
This one. Yep. So this was inspired, or...
Yep. Was the woman who got President Lincoln to bring Thanksgiving back as a national holiday also wrote Mary Had a Little Lamb. That's the tie. So maybe around the turkey tomorrow you can sing Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Maybe not.
Thanks to one of our listeners, Chad. He already sent me a picture of the brine for his turkey. He's already getting it done. He's
That's
preparing.
Awesome. That's awesome. All right, we're at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we're going to play trivia, Thanksgiving trivia. And we're going to need two players to play along with Bridget and myself. 701-293-9000. Again, that's 701-293-9000. We'll take the first two callers. And the winner will get a gift certificate to Fargo Billiards, a $25 gift certificate. So we can always use that. Again, our number to play our Thanksgiving trivia, 701-293-9000. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Weather and Ag in Focus, 1:36 in the afternoon. Again, if you'd like to play trivia, give us a call, 701-293-9000, Thanksgiving trivia for a $25 gift card to Fargo Billiards.
I want to give a shout out to Larry, one of our listeners. He actually sent me all of these questions in an email, and I didn't read it on purpose. I just read the first kind of lines and then shared it with Addison because I didn't want to know the answers in case we used this today.
Right.
And just, Larry, thank you for building this. I think he was using it in his ag education classroom, but he thought we could use it too.
Fantastic.
That was awesome.
All right. All right, so we've got our two callers. I will be playing for Christy M. Okay. And Bridget, who do you have? Who are you playing for?
I'm going to play for Justin. I'm playing for Justin.
Now, if this is Storm, our old employee, forget it.
No.
Because I could see him calling in and saying...
There's a million Justins in the world.
Yeah.
You just got to know which one.
All right.
Okay.
This one just so happens to be Justin S.
it just happens to be. No. I swear, if I see Storm at Fargo Billiards and he's got a gift certificate in his hand...
What are you doing at Billiards?
Playing pool?
That's what I wanted to know.
Likely story.
All right. So I'm playing for Christy. You're playing for Justin. And Addison, you will be the judge... Okay. If you know the answer, shout out your name.
Well, he's already giving us the questions. He's like everything over there.
He's the judge, the jury, and everything over
Lion
here.
Lion judge.
So, Addison.
I'm more of like the circus clown over here.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually sitting down for the show for a change. So, if I were to accidentally fall off my chair, do I get a sympathy vote and extra points?
You might get like half a point.
Oh, I'll be right back.
That's not that I'm encouraging anyone to fall out of their chair.
Fine. We'll take what we can. Okay. Okay, so we're going to get rolling now. All right, first one. Are we ready for that?
Yeah, let her
okay.
ready for this. Let one. Her go, Addison.
Okay.
All right, we're starting off with a real banger today. what is the top pumpkin-producing state in the U.S.?
Bridget. Oh, yeah. We had a guest from this state, Illinois.
That is correct.
Really?
We did. We had a guest here from Illinois or who was on the show with us.
Does Bridget know these answers ahead of time?
No, actually, I don't. Okay. But one of the things
we
about Illinois.
We can confirm that.
don't I look honest?
I mean, you must have known it. You answered it.
For those of us seeing me on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Acres TV, I have to look honest because I couldn't possibly look any worse today. Okay, so when it comes to pumpkins, Illinois is the top producing state, but often the pumpkin that's in your pumpkin pie filling can is really a special Hubbard squash that's raised by the pumpkin companies, right, that sell you, like Festival, that sells you the can. Pumpkin, it's really a squash, and it's their own sweet squash hybrid that people like. So,
interesting.
Not only did I know the answer, okay. but I have enough of a wealth of useless knowledge to increase on top of
it. You're not getting 2 points. You're still getting one.
Oh.
Okay, but good try.
I fall off my chair.
Good try.
All right, so what's the second one?
All right. Which state is the only state that produces a sizable amount of Brussels sprouts? Brussels sprouts.
I'm going to go, are you giving hints out, like south?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go Mississippi.
Right, climate, potentially.
No.
Oh, no. I know that the bacon flavoring for them comes off of pigs that are raised in Iowa. Does that count?
They're bacon-flavored Brussels sprouts?
Well, after you cook them in bacon grease. Cook your bacon, leave the grease, then cook your Brussels sprouts in the same tray. See, I'm a cooking show.
I like your spirit.
Thank you.
Okay.
But where do the Brussels sprouts grow? I'm going to say Florida.
No. California.
Oh. Right. Wrong coast. Yeah. Wrong coast.
There are a lot of veggie crops grown in California. Yeah.
The All only right. state to produce a sizable amount of them.
Right. Oh, I bet.
All right.
I want to know how they harvest them. That's got to be a lot of hand labor.
Because I don't want to think about that.
I would when think
you,
so.
Have you ever seen Brussels sprouts growing on a plant? Like I raise them in the garden. Mm-hmm. And it looks like the skeleton you had in high school science class. And then it's got all these little, like the ribs stick out from the center, and there's a ton of the little Brussels sprouts at each joint where like the rib attaches to the spine. It's wild. It looks just crazy when you see them. It's fun.
All right.
Those don't sound fun.
I'll bring you some next summer. It'll be fine. after we cook them in bacon.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, that does sound fun.
See?
Okay, I'm going to make this next one a little harder.
Okay. All right. Okay.
We're ramping up. All right, Wisconsin, Massachusetts, Oregon, and New Jersey are the top producing states of what delicious Thanksgiving side?
A side.
Dean? I'm going to go yams.
Mm-mm. Hold on, let me jump in there before we say yes or no. I don't know if this is a side, but I'm going to go with butter. Top producing for butter.
That's a really good guess, but no. Both of those are no.
Oh.
Come on.
We're both wrong. I still have 1 point, by the way.
I know.
All right. What do you got? What is it?
Cranberries.
Oh, of course.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Cranberry bogs.
Jeez, yeah.
And we have had a guest on. Actually, they were on the Minnesota-Wisconsin line. It was a young woman who was raising cranberries.
What's the cranberry juice the company?
Ocean Spray.
Aren't they from Wisconsin, aren't they?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on,
shoot,
man.
I forgot about that. We had a guest on with the cranberry, about cranberry bog.
All right.
Reading these trivia questions and trying to figure out which one is next is just making me hungry.
I haven't gotten one right yet.
Just keep marking them off, Addison. Right. We're booking
Bridges
right along.
Still ahead. 1-0.
I'm trying.
1-0. Okay.
All right. Here's an easy one.
Okey-doke.
Follow up that one. Wisconsin is the top producer of what in the U.S., followed by California and then Idaho?
Dean.
Bridget.
I'm going to go butter.
No.
Nope. Milk.
Well, that was my second guess.
Well, milk's in butter. We know that now.
Yeah.
Did I get it with milk?
No.
What?
What? It's a dairy state.
But I love both of you.
You like the enthusiasm? All right. I'm bringing it.
Would either of you like a second guess?
Hold on. Wisconsin?
I want the question again.
Wisconsin, California.
All right. Wisconsin is the top producer of what in the U.S., followed by California and then Idaho?
Oh.
No, there's no second guess, but.
He said we could. Potatoes. I know that's not right, but this Addison's reaction's even better.
Okay, beer.
No.
No, but you've got moxie and I like your goal. It's cheese.
Oh, come on, man.
Wisconsin, man.
I was right on top of it with
heads.
The milk.
What are we thinking?
Milk goes into cheese,
it does.
Goes into the butter.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Although there are plenty of cheeses out there that are like soy-based and goat milk based. I mean, there's so much to choose from.
Okay. Still 1-0.
All right. California is the top producer of this in the United States, and it accounts for 33% of the production of this thing.
I have a trend going that I want to stick with.
Dean.
Do you know?
Go ahead, Dean.
I'm going to say cranberries.
No, we already said cranberries.
Oh, we did
Wisconsin.
Say cranberries already, Wisconsin. But I knew California was in there.
Why don't you shout out Red and Orange over there?
Red and Orange.
Okay.
There it is, folks. Cheer and clap.
Right? No. All right, so now I'm back to milk. Are you going to let me have milk on any of these so far?
Red and Orange.
You know what? I only read half the question there. This is like a two-part question. That is one of the answers.
Okay,
to
so
part
I,
of the question
I at least get a half, another half a point.
You got half.
So read the whole thing so we know what we're talking about now.
These are hard to read because I have to – these are facts and I'm reading them off as trivia.
So read the fact so we hear the whole fact. We don't have to use this as a question.
You just want the whole thing?
Yeah, I want to know what it says.
Oh, okay. California is the top butter-producing state in the United States, accounting for 33% of the country's butter production. California is also the top dairy state in the country, producing more milk than any other state.
More than Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I just find that hard to believe.
Oh, they've got way bigger dairies in California.
It's a Wisconsin, very big state.
Yes. And Wisconsin has they have a lot of dairies, but they're smaller. I mean, you're talking about 60, 800 head operations. Whereas when you go to California, we're talking hundreds and thousands of cattle that are there for dairy production. Yeah. Okay. It's just a size of
what was your
scope.
Answer?
Milk.
So
you need the milk?
He's giving you a half for that?
Of course, because that was the second part of the question.
Okay.
I knew that without even trying.
All right. 1-1 half.
One way or the other, I was getting milk or butter into this conversation somehow today.
And the people cheered.
One more question before break, and then
Addison.
We'll finish our trivia after the
Addison
last
gave
segment.
Me a sympathy golf clap.
I'm in trouble here. 1.5-0.
At least I don't have a delay today, so I'm really kicking it.
Yeah. Good point.
All right. We're going to end this one with an icon.
Okie doke.
Minnesota is the top producer of what
Dean.
In the U.S.?
Gobble, gobble.
Turkeys.
Yeah.
That's turkeys.
Yeah, but I got the sound.
Yeah. You didn't even have to finish that one. I knew that one was turkeys.
Yes.
I didn't actually even get halfway through that one.
You didn't have to. Top producer.
Yeah,
It's Minnesota. Thanksgiving trivia, so.
And, okay, so, but what are the other states? after Minnesota that also produce turkeys, because most of us just think of Minnesota and stop.
Followed by Arkansas and North Carolina.
Arkansas. Thanks for reading that as Arkansas. Arkansas.
And yeah. What else?
Arkansas and North Carolina.
North Carolina.
North Carolina and Arkansas. Yes. So excellent. When one of the things when people ask about bird flu, why it's so impactful in this region, because we have a huge amount of migratory birds that move through here, the wildlife, and that's been leaving bird flu and causing issues with biosecurity. That's why we saw such a drop in turkey production in the last 2 years, was it strongly affected Minnesota.
Right.
But they're coming back. And if you didn't get your turkey, you have just a minimal amount of time to get that thing out of the freezer now.
Is it okay to thaw it in water?
No. Remember, we had this conversation about the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Right.
The first year they did this, they thought three home economists would be able to handle it with like a three-ring binder of some facts, then 11,000 phone calls.
Wow.
One was a father who wanted to put it in the bathtub with his kids to thaw it.
But see, now growing up, my mom put it in the sink with cold water.
Mm-hmm. But you weren't in the sink with the turkey at the same time.
Well, no, but you're not supposed to do that. We find out now.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Interesting.
Right. Everybody does it a little bit different. Maybe she was brining it. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Did she put you in a pan with some sage?
I'm sure there was days she wanted to.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure of that. So we're coming up on 1:47. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish our trivia. Bridget's ahead 1.5-1. This is going to be a nail biter going to the finish. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Weather and Ag in Focus. Thanks for being here today. We're in the midst of a hotly contested trivia contest. But before we get to that, did want to let folks know that Minnesota Soybean Growers released a study talking about protection of trade partnerships. So this study was commissioned by American Soybean Association as well as the National Corn Growers. And their study showed that a new trade war with the new administration could result in an immediate drop in soy and corn exports by hundreds of millions of tons. We already know that Brazil is surpassing us in exportation of soybeans, but they could also get there with corn, and Argentina could come up right behind them, changing over what the global prospects look like. If China were to cancel its current waiver, and that's based on the 2020 Phase 1 agreement, that would revert to tariffs already on the books. U.S. soybean exports to China would, according to this study, fall 14 to 16 metric tons annually. That is a decline of 51.8%. So we will see what all those things look like. I've had many of you send messages asking what will happen. We hope it doesn't happen. Also, Mexico and Canada are heavy trading partners for us. What impact would it have on that?
Right.
Remember, just like we talked about the other day with Greg Steeman with Starian Bank and our Farm Finance Insider, all of this right now is a lot of blustering. What will actually take place when new administration comes in January, we don't know. But it certainly is making lots of talk. And there are things that are changing. There are countries that are stepping up to fulfill some obligations that they had let slide, just to make sure that they don't have to be on the wrong side of the whole situation with new admin.
And real quick, before we get back to trivia, we have a big benefit coming up this Sunday.
We do.
Yeah.
I promise to be better by Sunday. Or,
I hope
again,
so.
Heavily medicated.
Yeah.
Whichever one you want to see.
So
let me know.
Yeah, again, we've got a benefit for one of our coworkers, Jace. He suffered a widowmaker heart attack, but he's doing much better and awaiting a heart transplant. And if you want to donate for Jace's benefit, we invite you to come out. We're having a fundraiser this Sunday, December 1st, from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock out at the Moorhead American Legion. We've got a spaghetti feed from 4 to 8 with a free will donation, a bake sale going on as well. Bake sale items, they can be dropped off at the Moorhead American Legion between noon and 4. Silent auction goes. That starts at 4 o'clock. We got T-shirts for sale, a President Trump signed cap and the pen it was signed with, Trump American flag, a framed stained glass window. There's a bunch of auction items that'll be out there. So again, that's Sunday, December 1st from 4 to 8 at the Moorhead American Legion. Be sure to stop out there if you can. Should be a good time. And again, that's from 4 to 8 o'clock. So, Jace is doing better. And from what we hear, he's very close to getting his heart transplant. So prayers.
Yeah. And
prayers work.
This is a whole situation to follow, because when you think about it, it's not often you know someone who's waiting for their heart to be swapped out.
Right.
Yeah. And so this will be, well,
at his age, he's not that old. And
tell me about it. He and I are the same age.
For him just to be around after
yes,
we found out how bad it really was. That's right. Amazing. So, yeah, join us out this Sunday.
Come and join us on Sunday.
So, all right, let's continue trivia here. Addison, we're, Bridget's up 1.5. One to one. And let's
because Bridget answers everything with butter or milk. This is the way her life works. Well, you can't. It's not wrong, right?
That's you're correct.
Add butter or milk, and things get better.
Let's get a few more questions in. I got to beat her.
Ready.
I would just like to say, out of the 6 trivia questions we have done, only one of those has been answered with butter and milk. So.
But every recipe I've ever done has been enhanced by butter and milk.
I can't argue with that.
Thank you. There you go.
Okay. All right. Idaho and Washington produce more than half of...
Bridget.
Dean, dang it!
Bridget?
Potatoes.
Yeah.
I should have just had that with Idaho. I should have just chimed in. I wanted to see what the other
state... You know you can put butter on potatoes?
2.5 to 1.
Is there anything you don't put butter on?
Rarely. Rarely.
Ice cream. But it's in ice cream.
Well, butter fat.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother conversation. Okay. So now I'm ahead again. Or still. Not that I'm holding on to that. I'm really holding it on.
I found like Bridget's type of trivia.
You're right. I know.
Feeling a lot better than the Hasbro trivia cards.
That's right. Okay, Addison.
Okay. Here we go with another one.
Okay.
North Dakota is the top producer of this in the United States.
Dean? Sugar beets.
No.
Ah! If you say butter, if it's butter, I swear to God.
It's not butter this time. All right.
Something Bridget would definitely put butter on.
Right. Oh.
Oh.
So this is something that winds up on our tables. Hard red spring wheat, flour, bread, something in there.
Come on.
Well, I was just going farm to table.
You just got like the whole like range of, you didn't leave anything uncovered with, you just threw out words.
I like to
We're
be
not
thorough.
Giving you that. No way.
Yeah. I like to be thorough and use facts.
What's the answer? We didn't even get the full question. Just North Dakota is the top producer of
everything.
Other top producers in this category include Kansas, Montana, Texas, and Oklahoma.
I'm still sticking with wheat.
Are you going to give that to her?
Uh-huh.
Addison. Look at her. She's so excited.
I'll give her a half. All right. So it's 3-1.
Okay.
3-1. All right.
The answer was wheat for your bread.
Yeah, Thank you. All right. We've got a couple minutes left. Double or nothing. 2 points. Each question now 2 points.
It's only appropriate. I went to Great Harvest Bread Company today and got stuff from Cassie. Thank you, Cassie.
All right. I'm going to switch it around now.
Okie doke.
What state is the top producer of sweet corn in the U.S.?
Iowa. Dean, Iowa.
No.
Really?
No, Bridget, Indiana.
No.
Okay.
It's got to be Illinois then in
this
the middle.
This is not a state I would have thought.
Right, because it's sweet corn, so it's going to be very different than field corn. And so I know we're barking up the wrong tree.
Washington.
There we go.
Washington State.
Washington, apparently. Yeah.
Sweet corn's a shorter season. Think about it. Your sweet corn is always done way before your field corn is. Yeah.
All right. 3-1.
Speaking about Washington State, this is not about sweet corn. Washington State is the top what producer in the United States?
Top what producer? Apples.
They produce something else. Yes.
Oh! Washington apples.
4-1.
You're welcome.
No. 5-1.
Sure.
It was 3-1.
I'll take that. 5-1.
All right, I need these next two.
You got 20 seconds.
Are we sure that Bridget hasn't like printed out the sheet and has it like in the inside of her mug?
No, she might have. I'm good.
You're holding that cup very suspiciously.
You guys are wasting time for me to come back here.
I already won.
Wisconsin is the top producer of what in the United States and produces about 48% of the country's supply. And before anyone can say it is not cheese, it's not butter, it's not wheat.
Dean,
not
milk.
No.
No.
That one I don't know of, but I know it's not sweet potatoes.
What is it?
Green beans.
Oh. Yeah. Right. There's
not something
canneries.
I would think about Wisconsin for.
Right. But there's a lot of canneries over there.
All right.
You don't even have to ask. I'll just give you the answer. Louisiana raises a lot of sweet potatoes. How's that? Well, for those of you who want yams.
You know what? Right, we're out of time.
All right. Good. I won.
Bridget, you win. Justin wins a gift certificate. I swear to God, if that's Justin Storm. That's it.
The world
will never know. We're calling shenanigans here. So I want to thank everybody for joining us on Weather and Ag and Focus. Don't forget, Our winter weather outlook with Gary Lezak and the LRC. We'll be talking about that coming up next on the Jay Thomas Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.